I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Heavy rains have overwhelmed at least 21 locations in Sudan, raising fears of waterborne disease in a nation whose healthcare system is already crippled by war. 10 million people are on the run in Sudan. Some belong to ethnic groups that are actively being hunted by one of the warring parties. And this week, Sudanese authorities indicted leaders of the Rapid Support Forces for genocide tied to mass ethnic killings in Darfur. But hope remains. A gospel worker we'll call John says,
"The teams that I am connected with on the ground, they're seeing a real openness to the gospel. We are seeing a great movement in IDP camps in Darfur as people are absolutely desperate to make sense of their suffering."
You can send help and hope to Sudan through John's organization. We'll show you how at missionnews.org. And some areas of ministry are so covert they rarely make headlines. Today, we're giving a glimpse into a sensitive story from Keys for Kids Ministries because they can't do it alone. Keys for Kids is translating their devotionals into Mandarin for kids who may never hear the gospel otherwise. It's one of the most spiritually restricted areas of outreach. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder explains.
There are literally spies in the United States looking for the work that we're doing. There are some spies we heard in Chinese national churches here in the United States. And so it's hard work that we're doing. And yet God is blessing. God has protected us.
Keys for Kids is also translating its teen devotional, Unlocked, into Mandarin. You can support this sensitive project and find ways to pray at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.